Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, the U.S. and the situation in Yemen. Senior U.S. security officials say U.S. counterterrorism operations have been suspended in Yemen following the collapse of the U.S.-backed government. U.S. forces have worked alongside Yemeni security personnel in monitoring al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, but much of that intelligence operation now controlled by the Shiite rebels known as the Houthis, who seized key government installations Thursday and forced out the government. Saudi Arabia's new king, Salman, says he will continue the policies of his half-brother, the late King Abdullah, who was buried on Friday in the capital Riyadh. King Abdullah died earlier in the day. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres on the king's legacy.
It's a real loss for the Middle East, and a real loss for the peace in the Middle East. He was an experienced leader and a wise king. And he has had the courage, in a very demanding period of time, to stand up and to introduce a peace process for the Middle East.
King Abdullah was believed to have been 90 years old when he died on Friday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry going to Nigeria to meet with the country's two leading presidential candidates, urging free and fair elections next month. Secretary will meet with incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan and the main opposition candidate, Muhammadu Buhari. This year's elections are complicated by the rise of the militant group Boko Haram, which has killed thousands of people in the northeast and controls Borno State. Nigerian officials have said the February 14th presidential election will go ahead. This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo Senate has revised an electoral bill that triggered violent protest in which at least a dozen people were killed. Opponents said earlier versions of the bill passed by the lower house of parliament would allow President Joseph Kabila to stay in office for years by postponing elections until a national consensus was completed. Senate bill unveiled on Friday excludes the consensus requirement and says efforts to update the voter list must respect constitutional deadlines for elections. Lawmakers will now try to reconcile the two versions before an expected final vote next week. World Health Organization is reporting a steep decline in Ebola cases in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports the cumulative number of Ebola cases in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea now stands at 21,797. Bruce Aylward, the WHO Assistant Director General in charge of the Ebola operational response, says this probably represents the lowest number of cases seen in a three-week period over the last 3 or 4 months.
We, for the first time now, have seen a week-on-week reduction in the number of cases for the last 4 weeks.
Dr. Aylward says this is the first time the Ebola-affected countries have truly been in a position to stop the outbreak. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Top rebel leader in eastern Ukraine says there will be no further peace talks with Kiev and says his fighters are advancing against Ukraine combat troops after seizing control of a long-contested airport on Thursday. Separatists currently control key territory in the Donetsk and Lugansk regions near the Russian border after launching a rebellion 9 months ago against Ukraine rule. Meantime, Doctors Without Borders says the situation for civilians caught in the conflict zone is now dire. Greek voters go to the polls today to decide whether Europe's most debt-ridden nation sets its own course for economic recovery or stays with a program of painful economic reforms demanded by foreign leaders. International Monetary Fund on December 29th suspended loan installments to the government in Athens until voters determine the country's political and economic future. Greece was forced into early elections after lawmakers failed in December for a third time to endorse the government's candidate for president. Fears of a Greek exit from the eurozone have rattled investors and markets in most of the European capital for weeks. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we'll celebrate 7-time Grammy Award winner, the innovative master of the vibes, Gary Burton, who celebrates his 72nd birthday on the 23rd of January. If you've been a long-time listener to Jazz America, then you know we love to celebrate jazz birthdays. It gives us a chance to focus on specific artists and then to reveal the secrets of their career and their incredible music. And also, it gives us a chance to look at the various stages of jazz history through the lens of these individuals and their birthdays and celebrate their life and times as well. We're going to do that on this edition of Jazz America with a celebration of Gary Burton. But first, two songs to begin this set of Jazz America that also help us focus on some greats of jazz history and their birthdays. As a matter of fact, the first two artists we'll focus on were both born on January the 25th. Antonio Carlos Jobim, the great pianist, composer, and Brazilian master, was born in Rio on the 25th of January in 1927. He died at the age of 67 in December of 1994 in New York City, which was a city he spent a lot of time in and the place where I had my chance to communicate with him face-to-face for my one and only interview with Jobim. We're going to hear some of his great music with some of his famous friends and luminaries that he worked with. But first, Benny Golson, the great saxophonist, composer, and band leader from Philadelphia, still going strong at the age of 86 on January the 25th, he'll celebrate his birthday. And here's Benny Golson with a remake of his classic Killer Joe from the 2004 release called Terminal One to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely. Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Desse mundo, ao encontrar você, eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor.
The Antonio Carlos Jobim composition, the classic Corcovado, from the 1963 sessions in New York City that yielded a wonderful release that made history, bringing together samba and bossa nova and jazz in a major way for the first time in the middle of the decade of the 1960s, with Stan Getz on saxophone, João Gilberto on guitar and vocals, his wife Astrid Gilberto also joining in on vocals, and on the piano, the man who wrote the song, Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Wow. It just seemed like a very intimate setting there. Sitting in the studio, you could just see all of them looking at one another as they performed intimate music in an intimate setting and groundbreaking historic music made by the man who passed away at the age of 67 in New York City, Antonio Carlos Jobim, his birthday, the 25th of January. Well, on the 23rd of January, as I mentioned earlier, the master of the vibes, the innovator of the four mallet technique, the great Gary Burton, he celebrates his 72nd birthday. I've had many chances to speak with Gary over the years. Here's some of my conversation with him, followed by some of his music here on VOA's Jazz America. You know, tonight we heard a lot of different colors in the palette of your music. We didn't hear what we would have heard with Larry Coryell and the distorted wildness of the late 60s, but we did hear music that had a classical overtone, sort of the spatial aspect like the ECM music, you know, the Scandinavian sort of music. We heard classic standards. We heard bebop, and we heard Latin. What was missing in all the things that you love musically? It pretty much was all there, wasn't
it? That's a good portion of the range that I cover. I also like tango music a lot. Mm-hmm. We don't have any tangos in the repertoire, but that might come along, you know, as we go down the road.
As I was walking over here through Washington Square, I heard, you know, as only you can hear in New York, a band, a great jazz band, playing for free just out there with a hat down on the street. And there was a trumpet player, and he was playing lines that were just amazing, from do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high in the octave. And it is such an incredibly versatile instrument, isn't it? Is that part of what made you originally choose to play this instrument?
Well, the credit goes to my parents, actually. I didn't choose the vibraphone. Uh-oh. I was 6 years old when I started because my parents wanted all three of us kids to take music lessons. And my older sister had already started taking piano lessons. So they looked around to see what the other options were. And there happened to be a lady in that town we were living in who gave lessons on the marimba and the vibraphone. So that's where I was taken, and that's what I started playing. And after two or three years, we moved far away to another part of the state, and that was the end of the lessons. But I just kept playing. I'd learned in that time how to read music, and I just kept buying sheet music from music stores and learning tunes, and finally discovered jazz when I got into my early teens, and then I got more serious about it. Mm. But the vibes of, you know, it was just sort of a happy coincidence that ends up being the instrument that really works for me. But there was no big moment where I said, that's what I want to play. By the time I was old enough to actually make that kind of a decision, I was already committed.
There's so much to play from when it comes to the music of Gary Burton, including the music from the jazz fusion era, when jazz became an electric art form, and being the age he was, he joined in with the likes of Keith Jarrett and Larry Coryell on guitar to create a new form of jazz. Here's a taste of that now with a song entitled One, Two, Three, Four from the album Duster on Jazz America from VOA 1. There's been a long history of vibes players collaborating with great guitarists, and you just heard two wonderful examples back-to-back. The last song you heard, the classic Deed I Do, was performed by the great Red Norvo, one of Gary Burton's personal heroes on the vibes, and he was joined by none other than Charles Mingus on bass and Tal Farlow on guitar for the song Deed I Do, recorded in 1950. And preceding that, from the mid-1960s, the breakthrough point of the jazz fusion era, that was Gary Burton with Larry Coryell on guitar from the album Duster. We'll hear more of Gary Burton's thoughts and his music as we celebrate his 72nd birthday coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received, which reads as follows. Hello, I'm Emmanuel from Ethiopia. I like your music selections. I love jazz. Could you tell me the best albums of all times in jazz and contemporary jazz musicians? Thank you. Emmanuel Endeshaw from Ethiopia. Emmanuel, thank you so much, and what a question. I've had this question from time to time, and so I put together a document, which I call 100 Plus Years of Jazz History, which gives you a very brief rundown of the phases of jazz history and some of the most prominent artists. And I sent this to Emmanuel, and if you'd like to have it, you just write me an email and I'll send it along to you too. It might be interesting just to kind of look at it and get an idea of some of the phases of jazz history. Well, on this edition of Jazz America, we've been playing quite a bit of music from the 60s and 70s and 50s. I thought we might give you a couple of songs from new releases. We're going to hear a young 18-year-old Hungarian-born guitarist who the famous producer Quincy Jones discovered, his name Andreas Varadi. We'll hear from him and his debut album, but first, a piano trio, all acoustic for the most part, acoustic anyway, over the years, that has certainly established themselves as one of the great innovative piano trios in jazz today. They are The Bad Plus, and from their album Inevitable Western, their latest, here's the song entitled Mr. Now, here on VOA's Jazz America.
time roll. Hey, you let the good time roll. We don't care, young or old. Get together, let the good times roll. The good time roll. Well, let the good time roll. I don't care, young or old. Get together, let the good time roll. Come on, play the blues now.
I visited the wonderful nation of Hungary a little over a year ago, and I know that they have a wonderful musical legacy, great folk music and modern music blended together, and a great music scene. But that young man from Hungary, guitarist Andreas Varadi, certainly knows his lessons in American music, specifically jazz and swingin' blues, because he did a great job on the classic song Let the Good Times Roll with a little help from maybe the most prominent and active and popular jazz vocalist today, Gregory Porter. That's from the debut effort from Andreas Varadi, and as I mentioned earlier, produced by Quincy Jones. This is Russ Davis, and this is VOA's Jazz America. And my special guest on this edition of the program celebrates his 72nd birthday on the 23rd of January. Let's talk further with the master of the vibes, Gary Burton.
You know, there are folks inside the USA that have been following your music for years, know your story up and down. But the folks listening around the world on the Voice of America, many of them from email that I received, they're just learning about jazz for the first time. So folks listening around the world that don't know Gary Burton that well, he is credited with the creating what is known as the four mallet technique, first using it. Instead of just having two mallets in his hand, using four, two in each hand. Can you give folks a quick synopsis of how that came about, the original idea for doing that, and how difficult is it? You make it look easy.
Well, I wasn't the first person to play with four mallets. Red Norville played with four mallets on the xylophone back in the 1920s. Mm. But people hadn't made much out of it. People tended to play just sort of block chords. Mm. And they didn't really use the mallets with more independence and contrapuntal lines and so on. And I started using the four mallets while I was in high school, because I lived in a small farm town in Indiana and there was no one to play with for the most part, and I played alone all the time, and it was too empty. I needed harmony. I needed to make the music sound more complete. So I started playing first the slow pieces, ballads and so on, with four mallets, and as I got more comfortable with that, then I started playing it on faster songs as well. Mm-hmm. So it became my style, sort of a keyboard approach to the instrument. Mm-hmm. And frankly, If I hadn't kind of opened the door to this, someone else would have soon. When I started playing the vibraphone, the year was 1949. The instrument was only 20 years old. So there was a lot of possibilities that were sort of waiting to be, you know, discovered by the next generation of players that was coming along. So I came along at a great time. You know, there was dampening techniques and four mallet playing and ways to play the instruments solo and unaccompanied and how to comp for other people and so on that just were just ripe to be explored. And I've always considered that a real piece of good luck that I came along at the right time.
Hi, this is Chick Corea, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Chick Corea and Gary Burton with their brilliant 1973 collaboration Crystal Silence, performing Chick Corea's famous composition Senor Mouse. And preceding that, Gary Burton with a celebration of four of his personal vibes-playing heroes. From the album For Hemp, Red, Bags, and Cal, for Lionel Hampton, Red Norvo, Milt Jackson, and Cal Jader, you heard the song entitled Flying Home, made famous by Lionel Hampton and many others down through the years. And just for fun, let's remember the late, great George Duke with a funky classic from him from his album Face the Music, the song Ain't It Funky Now on Jazz America from VOA 1.